British Major Patrick Ferguson and his Loyalist Corps have been campaigning throughout the foothills of the Carolinas to suppress Patriot militia activity in preparation for an invasion of North Carolina by the Army of Lieutenant General Lord Charles Cornwallis. The dates covered on this page are Thursday, September 7, 1780, through Wednesday, March 28, 1781. If you haven't already and wish to, walk to the flat area just off the road, behind a screen of bushes. Face away from the road. You are standing in or near the home of William Gilbert. Gilbert was an Irish-born merchant who bought up enough acreage to become the largest landowner in what then was Tryon County. He paid for Irish workers to immigrate here, and eventually a small village grew up around his house. Aside the house are a barn, blacksmith shop, and several other outbuildings. A road runs diagonally from near the OVT marker behind you to the right near the modern road, toward the base of the hill a half mile away on the left, perhaps along the modern tree line. Gilbert was a Whig, supporter of the Revolution, and served in the new state's House of Commons, but he was kicked out in 1779, charged with submitting false expense claims for prior sessions. Though he later was cleared, he continued to get in trouble and was removed from being a Justice of the Peace. After Rutherford County was formed that year, the Gilbert home was sometimes used for quarterly court sessions until a courthouse was built 2 years later. Both Patriot and Loyalist militia forces of part-time soldiers camped here on occasion during the war. William apparently has made himself scarce on Thursday, September 7, 1780, when Ferguson's Flying Corps arrives up the road from the right. It is made up mostly of Loyalists, including American volunteers from the north trained like regular British soldiers and local militia. Most of the 1,000 men, including cavalry and artillerymen, continue past you, and you watch them set up camp on the hill, today called Ferguson's Ridge. These probably are neat rows of low-slung tents, cook pots over fires, high tarps for officers' day use as offices, and camp followers camped around the edge and providing various services. Ferguson, however, makes Gilbert's house here his headquarters. Presumably it was in the house that Ferguson wrote an infamous threat sent into the mountain counties by way of a freed Whig prisoner 3 days later. "If you do not desist your opposition to the British arms, I shall march this army over the mountains, hang your leaders, and lay waste your country with fire and sword." Throughout his stay, various units go out and return from raids on Patriot homes and supplies. 8 days later, on Friday the 15th, Ferguson walks out of the house, mounts his horse, and rides toward the hill. From there, he led a small detachment up Cane Creek to try to capture a Patriot militia force. The creek roughly parallels today's U.S. Highway 64 from its mouth beyond the hill. Casualties are brought back, and a building in town is turned into a hospital after their inconclusive victory. From that and other causes, at least 5 men are buried in the vicinity. The rest of the detachment does not return until the 22nd. The day after that, Lieutenant Anthony Allaire reports, around 500 civilians filter in, seeking protection or, perhaps, trying to make nice with the new local power. A few have ulterior motives. They are patriots recruited by Colonel Charles McDowell, the Whig commander at the Battle of Cane Creek, to steer the British away from beef cattle hidden in the area. On Wednesday, September 27, the entire force packs up and marches back past you the way they came, hoping to subdue another Patriot leader. The British continue south through the site of modern Rutherfordton. During that foray, 2 men arrive with alarming news. Angered by Ferguson's threat, militia and volunteers are gathering in the mountains on both sides of the modern NC-Tennessee border, all part of NC at the time. The men had deserted the Patriots to speed ahead and warn Ferguson. Please scroll down to the audio clip under "The Overmountain Men Missed Their Quarry."